Well, good morning. It's morning, about 5 to 7 on Friday. It must be the 14th even of August. My fifth day of guide dog training. Vance has now been with me for his fourth night. Much more relaxed. In fact, it was the first night where he wasn't benched, wasn't attached to the wall. And was allowed to roam around, and it seems he spent half his time, or some of it at least, on the new bed, and some of it lying next to the door, which is where he is now. But anyway, I'm just putting my shoes on, and Vance, I think, knows what's coming next, because he's next to the door. I'm going to go out to the spending run, so he can go to the loo, and then we shall come back, and a little bit later in the morning, maybe around sort of 7:30-ish, getting his breakfast. These things are meant to be done at a fairly standard time each day, so that his body gets into a regular routine. And I thought it would be quite good to demonstrate it to you. So I bring you along for this spending run, so to speak. And a grooming session at some point as well. Right, so that's me with shoes. What I need to do now is find his gentle leader and his lead. One of the things actually I forgot to mention yesterday, he's just stood up, sensing this. One of the things I forgot to mention yesterday was a little incident where out on the volleyball pitch where I do his grooming, there's suddenly a couple of what sounded like gunshots or bird scares, perhaps more likely. And Vance, I was on the phone at the time, about the only place you can get reception here. And after a few seconds, Vance absolutely bolted for the gate. I hadn't realised I'd got his gentle leader off, so and also failed completely to think of the commands to say to slow him down. So was dragged rather unceremoniously out of the field at breakneck speed, and it was only when sort of halfway across the car park, having hung up on the people I was speaking to on the phone, and stuffed the phone in my pocket, that I was able to tell him to stand and to bring him back under a bit of control. Good lesson though. Check that he's got the gentle leader on. And be ready to hang up a little bit more quickly so that I can actually bring him back under control. And also it shows the importance of us having some mutual respect, so that hopefully I would be able to stop him a bit more quickly, or at least reassure him that things are okay. But anyway, I think it's now time for the trip out. When he hears me doing this, he should come dashing along, hopefully. Come, Vance. Good boy. So I'm about to put this gentle leader on him. It has a loop that goes over his nose, and usually he's when he's eager to get out, he'll let it slip over on his own accord. Vance, come here. Good boy. And yeah, that slipped over perfectly. Good boy. And so I'm clipping a strap then behind his head. The funny thing is, although he'll let me put it on him fairly easily, he then spends the rest of the time trying to get it off again, because he doesn't really like something over his nose. I suppose who would? Right then, Vance, stand. Good boy, and wait. Doesn't help if I knock the microphone. Okay. You ready, Vance? Now wait. Wait. Good boy. Good boy. Come. Good boy. And wait. Waiting whilst I shut the door. Good boy. Good boy. Come. Stand. He's standing at the doorway. Good boy. Come. Come, Vance. I'm meant to go in a different way. Ooh, the first time we've got the door shut. Okay, stand and wait. We do this. Hang on, wait, Vance. Wait, Vance. And there's a
way of hooking this barrack. Like that.
Okay, come on, Franz. And stand. Good boy. Wait. And forward. I mean, can't even.
If I can remember what I meant to be saying to him.
Good boy. We're going this way, I think, actually, Vance. If you want to sort of look into the pen. So we know we've got a nice spending pen with plants in it and things. It's a gate open. I'll take his gentle leader off as he doesn't like going with it on. A bit fussy. If I can find where the right one is. I didn't really clip that high enough, but there we go. So back over his nose. Off you go then. Busy. Come on, Vance. Busy. Get busy. Busy. I feel slightly self-conscious saying this, but this is how you do it. Busy. Busy. Come on, Vance. Come on. After all that time at night, you must. We need to go. I need to go. Come on. Busy. Off you go, Vance. Come on, busy. Get busy. Busy. Have a little wander, maybe. Just a little wander. Busy. I know you're more interested in what else is going on around here, aren't you? What is your problem? Come on. Have a little wander. Busy. Vance, get busy. Get busy, boy. Whatever else they say. I should be more enthusiastic than this, but perhaps. Busy. It's just standing by the gate. I think that's a sign that he doesn't really want to go. So he might go after breakfast instead. Maybe we'll just have a quick tour of the car park just to warm him up a bit. Get him going. Yeah, you sure? Alright then. Okay, so I'm getting the gentle leader ready again. So that when he comes out the gate I can flip it over his nose. Wait, Vance. Just pushing this open. And stand. Good boy. Boy. Off we go. Good boy. Thank you. Hang on. Wait. Oh, come on, you stupid thing. I can't get the thing in now. It's really unhelpful. Why is that not going in? Hang on. Wait, Vance. I'm sorry. It's a bit boring, this, but... Good, we're in. Do we have a quick trip around the car park, Vance? Just a leg stretch. Warm us both up. Come on. This way. Come. Good boy. Ah. A bit quicker. Come on. Good boy. And come. This way. And come. Come. Good boy. Good boy. Steady. Yeah, come this way. Steady. Come. Good boy. Come. Good boy. And back up to the door and stand. Good boy. Wait. Come. Good boy. Good boy. Yeah, this way. Stand. Good boy. Wait. Didn't realise he stopped and walked into his head. That was clear. Come on, get going. Come. Stand. Good boy. Wait. There. If I actually get the key in the door. Yeah. Wait, Vance. So I need to get him to wait because it'll be
so I can get my back against the door. Make sure he's safe. Wait. I think you'll find that's a weight fence. Good boy. And come. Come. Good boy. And wait, please. Good boy. But you can stop trying to get that gentle leader off. Oi. See what he's doing here. Good boy, you wait. You're a good boy, aren't you? Good boy. Alright, I'm going to take it off. I'm going to take it off. When I find which one it is, so I'm taking the right thing off. That goes in there. Alright. I'm sorry. You know you haven't got much patience. Here we go. It almost becomes stiff or something. Must have a bit of hair in it. Oh, come on, it's coming out. Got it. There you go. Good boy. And there we have it. We do that trip to the spending run. Oh, how many times a day? Well, we're going to get up after breakfast, before and after most activities, like going out for a walk or going and grooming him, if it's taking a while, and after his dinner and before bed. So it's a fairly regular thing, but it gets one into the process of putting the lead on and taking him out and everything. And I was scraping away his bed again. He did that last night. He seems to like his bed as uncomfortable as possible. So there we have it. I shall probably record another little session a little bit later on when I take him out for his grooming. I don't know when that will be, as I don't know what today's programme is. Okay, but for the time being, I think that's just about it. Goodbye, fans.